This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
4 years I've been using that. I will continue to use it for the next four and the four following that. Check them out, froglube.com. My next guest, she has just completed the Faster course, which I don't know how much of a gun background she has, but the Faster course is not for too many slouches. I'm joined now from LaraCarno.com by Lara Carno. Good evening, ma'am.
Hey, how are you doing?
I am cooking with gas, as they would say. I think that's... Is that before your generation?
No, we're not too far away, I'm sure.
Oh, thank God. So you've been to the Faster program. That means you've been hanging out with TDI and the Buckeye Firearms Association. And I see that you know Rob Morris, who's going to be following us after you and I are done this evening. But tell me why you decided to go take the Faster course.
Sure. So just by way of a little bit of background, I live in Colorado. And I do political media here in Colorado, and I actually met the guys at Buckeye Firearms Association, I should say the guys and gals at Buckeye Firearms Association in 2013 when they came out here to help out with our recall, and we were recalling the state Senate president and one other senator, state senator, because of their gun control votes, and not just because they voted for gun control, because that happens, but because they also cut off public process and wouldn't listen to their constituents, in some cases said that they refused to listen to their constituents. So we did some recalls out here that were successful, and my role was I did media, TV, and radio commercials for the recalls, and so I met with the Buckeyes guys when they came out here to help. And so we've been fast friends ever since, trying to regain in Colorado the gun rights that we lost in 2013. So that's what started it all.
Now, FASTER stands for Faculty Administrator Safety Training and Emergency Response, which I knew it was an acronym for something. I just thought they were calling it that because it's a faster way to stop a mass shooting than to wait on the cops. But The Sandy Hook, you make mention of Sandy Hook more than once, and you make mention of the conference call that took place from Buckeye Firearms Association to discuss the tragedy and talked about how all those teachers were basically running in open-handed against the gun, which means they're going to die. And that just,
right.
all they did was die before the kids did. And that's, you know, it's crazy. But
right,
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Does it shock you to see that teachers... See, it doesn't shock me to see that teachers would take up arms to protect their students. Does it shock you to see what you saw in Ohio with the Buckeye Firearms Association?
Yeah, and you're talking about my article I wrote at my blog site, LauraCarno.com, and the article is called Keeping Kids Safe in a broken world. And it doesn't surprise me or shock me to think of people wanting to survive. What was so interesting, I attended this FASTER training, and as you said, it's safety training and emergency response training for faculty and administrators in K through 12 schools in Ohio. What was amazing to me, and we've just met tonight, Bill, so you don't know much about me, but I'm not a real emotional person. But this, going to this class and meeting these teachers and administrators, was nearly an emotional experience for me. And I talk in the article about some of the folks that I interviewed. And one teacher said to me, if I didn't have a firearm, I would put my body between bullets and a child, and all I'm asking for is a chance to survive. And things like that really took me back, because I work in politics. I spend a significant amount of my time on Second Amendment politics, and it's always a very cut and dried political discussion for me. It's right for people to be able to choose this. It's wrong for the government to be able to take away these choices. But to hear these teachers, and Bill, they weren't political. There was not one single political conversation from these teachers and administrators in 3 days. Nothing was political. This was about saving kids. So what it did for me is it really caused me to take a little bit different look at it, turn the cube, see it a different way, and really the way that a lot of these teachers and administrators were looking at it is the way a lot of people look at it who aren't gun people. And so it was very good for me, working in political communications, especially on the Second Amendment, to hear these stories, to be able to share these stories. And the article that I wrote has been very well viewed. It's been one of my most viewed articles. So I feel like it was an important thing to write, and I'm glad that so many people are reading it.
Well, you know, what you're talking about is like in the things that you discuss in your normal day to day, you've got sort of gone from conceptual to physical, haven't you? I mean, the difference between talking about an issue like, I don't know, name any gun control issue that a Second Amendment exponent would go after, and it's, you know, it's talked about in very civilized tones and everything, and plans of action are put together, versus, say, a Clackamas Mall incident where you've got a guy who's just killed two people and wounded another, and he's coming down a hallway, and a kid makes a decision to pull his weapon. That's there's no consideration there. There's no talking about it. That's what the teachers want to do. And getting down to that level, are you an emotionless person? Somebody that doesn't have emotions. They're very dangerous in a gunfight. I mean, I hope you know that. Being able to control all of that is makes you very, very formidable.
Sure. And I heard you ask in the intro what my background in firearms is. And yeah. I've been a firearms owner for decades. And I'm a concealed carry holder. Especially since I've been working in politics for the last 8 years, and have seen how you would think that the anti-gun side of the political aisle would be maybe peaceful and that sort of thing. But my goodness, Bill, I've never heard the language used directed at me that I've heard since I've been active in gun politics, and the threats and all sorts of stuff. So it's made me very, very much more conscious of my surroundings. But being a person who thinks about taking responsibility for my own safety and then taking it that next step to meeting teachers who, you know, I look at my responsibility as protecting myself and my family, and these teachers are protecting your kids, not their own kids, but your kids. And it's this whole additional level of service to the community. And
can I get you to hold right there while we're heading into
it?
You hang on. We'll be right back. LauraCarno.com. You can read her article there. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by, Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense.
Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you haven't joined them, if you have a gun, if you intend to use it for self-defense, if you ever need to use it for self-defense, you need to be a member of Second Call Defense. My guest this hour is Laura Carno of lauracarno.com, spelled exactly the way it sounds, LauraCarno.com. No spaces, no hyphens, no nothings. And it's full of good stuff, and you need to go check out the Faster article that we're referencing over and over again. And joining me again is Laura Carno. You went to a Faster 2 class. Rob Morse, our buddy Rob Morse, he went to a Faster 1. Faster 2 is a little more advanced for the more seasoned school defender. What did you think about their capability?
Right, and so Faster 2 is for the teachers who had taken Faster 1, which Rob went through, and then they've been carrying on campus already for a year, and now they're a year or more, and now they're coming back for advanced some advanced skills. So the advanced skills were really interesting. It was very, very much safety based, and how do you stop the threat quickly so that fewer people are injured or killed and that sort of thing. Advanced medical skills. What was fascinating to me, Bill, is the mindset of these people who went from, yeah, I'm going to be a defender, to, yes, I am a defender. And it was a very interesting mindset. I would say a very common story is they went through Faster 1, they learned everything they learned, and the three-day experience changed them because of the responsibility they had. And as you know, anytime anybody chooses to carry a firearm concealed, it's a big responsibility, and they feel that even more heavily because they've got these school kids that they're protecting. So teachers said, even outside of carrying a firearm, I looked at my classroom differently. I moved furniture to different places. I thought, what if he walks in this way? What would I do here? So teachers and administrators really rethinking just having that real safety, security, defender mindset in their schools. And one school, it's an elementary school with 700 kids. They have 10 teachers who've gone through Faster. And to talk to one of those 10 teachers, it was really amazing to see how they really are working together. They train once a month, not just at the range, but at the school, doing school-wide scenarios. So it was fascinating.
Yeah, I a school with 10 armed teachers. Now that is not something a spree shooter wants to walk into. Schools today are sort of like, where I went to high school looks like it looks like a prison. All the schools in the Southeast got redesigned. There are not very many windows, but they're gigantic facilities. Now, are those 10 people, is that a fairly well-saturated sample in a school? Is that enough? Is that not enough? I mean, with the Faster program, are they looking to maybe have two or three per hallway? Do they have a plan put together? I mean, what's the deal with that when they're discussing?
Yeah, and it's up to each school district to make those determinations. Rob Morris and I talked about this, and he had seen some research that said one teacher per building per floor is kind of that bottom level of just enough. So, you can use an example of schools that have one school resource officer, not an armed teacher, but just a member of a law enforcement type community as a school resource officer. They can only be in one place, and if you're a bad guy, you're going to go to the place where that school resource officer isn't. So the more places we can have armed teachers, the better. And I was thinking about it this way, too, is if there was a two-room schoolhouse and you knew that one of those two teachers was armed, which class would you want your kid in? And I don't care how anti-gun you are. I have got to think that every parent, regardless of their politics, would want their kid in the schoolroom that's defended, and so that their kid would have a better chance to survive. And that's sort of the way I talked about in the article. As much of a political animal as I am, this is not a political discussion. This is a safety discussion. And so while everybody dukes it out in the halls of whatever capital they're in, fine, let them duke it out. Meanwhile, children are dying. Let's defend the children.
You're not going to have time to answer this. I'm just going to make a statement, but then I want to expand on it when we get back. But, your position is my position. My position has no compassion in it or anything else. I look at a dwelling that's full of kids, and I say there needs to be something in place there. I know the response time of cops in the best case, what it is average in the United States. I know that in a place where a spree shooter is unmolested, that he's killing three people a minute, and time is the enemy of the people that might survive in, say, an enclosed school building, where most of the time now, correct me if I'm wrong, the plan is to do a lock-in for most of them.
Right.
Going to lockdown, which is also lock-in. But they have no means to get out of that classroom at all, do they? Once they lock it up, they're done. They're just waiting. They're in a box, right?
Right, and, you know, fish in a barrel sort of thing, because
Yes. If
you picture an average schoolroom, there's one door in.
See, I don't understand why they don't have, do they have any windows at all? Why don't they have emergency hammers to shatter those windows with some means to get down if they're on something besides the bottom floor, so they can at least run and have a chance that way if they're going to go that route? But better than that route, I like the idea of having teachers armed, because I'm waiting to see how this is going to work out historically, because I got to think that the signage that can go up in front of these schools where they're saying teachers are armed, I'm just thinking spree shooters who are looking for the easiest means from point A to point B are going to stay away from them, and it's not really even going to be a factor. They're not going to have to defend themselves. But,
sure, and that's a really good point. Some schools have signage and some don't. Some schools have let their community know that there are armed teachers. Almost none of them provide any public information on the names or positions of any of the armed personnel. For exactly that reason, you're going to avoid that person, maybe try to take that person out first. So
hang on.
It's up to each school.
Yes, ma'am. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Second Call Defense, feeding your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Joining me again is Laura Carno of lauracarno.com. One thing, we are going to jump into some other stuff just to, you know, to talk other politics while I've got you here. Although I would like you to come back another time if that'd be cool with you.
Sure, would love to.
Okay. One of the things that I thought was a no-brainer, and I mean, I looked at places like, where is it, Wilbarger, Texas. Are you familiar with them?
Not by name.
That's a school district in Texas where they've had armed teachers since 2007. And they've never had an incident. They've never had to use their guns or anything else. And I would think that successes like that politically, right? I would think politically that's a win for whichever side lets that regime be in place instead of calling a school a gun-free zone. Now, why do you think that is such a hard lift to get that plastic sign out of the way of a school?
Yeah, and that's a great question. It is a very political question. The left, and I'll just use that term very generically, in Colorado we do have pro-gun Democrats here, so I don't want to say that it's every Democrat, but generally speaking, the gun control left, they are far better than we are in the pro-gun community at using the emotional nature of of any of these stories to their benefit. So when there is a tragic shooting at a school, call it Sandy Hook or Columbine, or even outside of a school like the Aurora Theater shooting, they focus on dead children. And nobody on either side of this political debate wants to see one child dead at the hands of a bad guy, regardless of the tool he uses. But the left is so darn good at that. So for them, it's not about whether guns in schools work, save more lives. Gun-free zones, generally, even outside of schools, save more lives. It is simply a tool for them to reach their political goal. It is very, a very unethical tactic in politics to use something that has nothing to do with the political goal that you're talking about, but to conflate different issues to tug people's hearts to vote your way. So it's very unethical, but they do it, and we need to do a better job on the pro-gun side at telling our stories. That's why I thought this article on my website is so important, because who could deny, what anti-gun person could deny a teacher who says, I just want to survive it. I would put my body between bullets and your kid. I just want a chance to survive. Who could say no to that teacher?
Well, nobody should, but see, the problem that I see here is that politics outweighs all. And maybe you see that as well, because one of the things that I see on the pro-gun side is a lot of times there's not a whole lot of cooperation amongst the players. Too much infighting going on here and there. So some of the other players that matter, like NRA and everything, that come in and weigh in, they're the big 800-pound gorilla. So they hold the weight. But when I sit there and I think about when you're talking about the left, and I refer to them as progressives, and when I look at the left progressives and I look at their policies, all of their policies cause pain and despair. And here's one here. And do you think now, and I don't want to, I like the fact that you're clinical. You're almost like a hitman for me. I like the fact that you're clinical on these issues. Is it just about the fact that they just want the nation disarmed, and nobody can be armed if the entire nation has to be disarmed? Is it just like that?
At the highest levels of anti-gun politics, so, call it the Bloombergs and that high level, I think that's the case. They just want people to be disarmed. It's certainly much easier to push through the rest of your progressive agenda when people can't fight back. And I'm not expecting that people are literally going to shoot back at their legislatures for bills they don't like, but that concept. And so I think that at the very high levels, they do believe that. Then you have the level of activists that are below them who really are duped. This is my opinion being around these folks, who really are duped into believing that if only we ban, if only we restrict, if only we, whatever the next gun control scheme is, if only we could do that, then people would stop dying. And there are a lot of people who do make decisions with their hearts. They're really not political people. People like me who love politics, I consider us to be not normal. Most people do what they can to avoid politics.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of these people are duped, and they are being used by the progressive anti-gunners. And you see the mom face on it, the Million Moms the Million Moms for Gun Control, and all these moms group, Moms Demand Action. They're trying to put that emotional face on it, and I think those people are being duped.
Is it? I see them strongest in the major population centers in the United States, which are also run by Democrats and most of the time very anti-gun. Is that why? And that's where the numbers come from, right? Because of the population centers. Is that where they have the best chance of duping people and to play, New York City? You bring somebody from New York City who's been in, like Gersh Kuntzman. Did you see Gersh's article that he put out where he fired an AR-15 four or five times and went into PTSD because?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, do you think somebody who's a good person but has been duped, say they come to Texas where they have open carry and they have open carry of rifles and people do it and nobody's dying when that happens. Do you think that'd be like a culture shock for those that are so easily duped because they're sort of apolitical?
Yeah, and you know, on the coast, they've certainly grown up with a different outlook on firearms. And, you know, from, let's say, a place somewhere in the middle of the country, anywhere in the middle of the country, where people grew up hunting or grew up with a firearm on the nightstand because that's just how things were done. And it just wasn't done so much on the coast. So when you're looking at sort of the culture wars of, or the gun culture wars, it really is that they kind of have the coast locked up. What was fascinating about Colorado is Colorado was a place where Michael Bloomberg said, if we can take Colorado, we can take any state. And they went after us hard in 2013. Joe Biden was calling members of our little state legislature who were going to vote against these new gun control bills to tell them that there would be goodie bags for them of some political sort if they voted for these gun control bills. We ended up recalling, I call it 2.5 state senators because one quit before she could be recalled. And then in the next cycle, we got rid of a fourth one who was very involved in the gun control bills. So no, we stopped them in Colorado, and nobody's running gun control bills. So it's interesting to watch their strategy, though, and where Bloomberg spends his personal dollars.
Coming up on the last break, I want you to hold on one more time for me. Laura Carno, check her site out, lauracarno.com. We'll be right back.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
To you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you have a gun in the house, in the car, on your person, and you intend to use it for self-defense, you need to be a member of Second Call Defense. Go there today. My guest this hour is Laura Carno from lauracarno.com. You were at the NRA annual meeting, huh?
Yes, I've been the last, gosh, I think this was my fifth year.
You know that Morse and Adine and myself, we had like a running like tab going with Second Call Defense to bail us out of jail while we were there, right?
I don't think they bail you out of jail for everything.
Yeah, but that's, you know, that's... You got to be somebody to have it work out that way, Laura.
Sure. You got sure. And as you know, the cities that host the NRA annual meeting each year, it is the safest weekend ever for that city. And a few days after we all go home, after making it the safest weekend in that city, they always invite the NRA back because it has such a good impact on their city, not just from a financial standpoint, but from a safety standpoint.
Yeah, I did a video before I went up there because I travel with a kit, and I'm traveling with a kit, and I put it up there, and somebody said, yeah, that's going to happen at the NRA meetup. You need to worry about that at the NRA meetup. One of the things that you noticed, and you know, once again, I'm going to take you down that, for me, it's a very cluttered, dark path to get into this conspiratorial kind of stuff, but it makes me wonder, okay? You wrote an article on your website, lauracarno.com, about Obama's clemency for gun offenders at the federal level. Letting them go.
Right.
Now, doesn't that sort of create the possibility of more gun offenses when you let one of these cats out? I mean, if you're not going to enforce the time for the crime. Why, you know, why were you even incarcerating these guys to begin with? Why isn't there, you know, doesn't that sort of take the teeth out of the justice system? Does it behoove the anti-gunners for people to die? Is that why they back Black Lives Matter? Because, I mean, Black Lives Matter arguably is setting the stage for more black people to get killed if they decide to go beyond their neighborhoods and try to annex the rest of the surrounding area into riots. They're asking for a lot of deaths that way, aren't they?
Sure, and nothing about the Obama administration, including this latest round of commutations, is going to make any city safer. And Obama said that he was proud of commuting these sentences. And so we looked into who are these people that he commuted their sentence. And out of 214 commutations that he announced at his August 4th press conference, 56 out of 214 were for firearms offenses. And this is at the same time, Bill, as he's telling you and I, completely law-abiding gun owners, that we should have fewer rounds in our magazine, that we should have waiting periods, that we should have even more stringent background checks, that we shouldn't have access to AR-15s. It is completely ridiculous how this president goes after the good people and then has the gall to let off all these people who had firearms offenses. If we hadn't just lived through the last almost 8 years of this guy's presidency, it would be shocking, but sadly it's just not shocking.
Well, I mean, President Obama has demonstrated one thing to me, and that doesn't change my mind or anything, but he did everything in his power to move the chains on the Second Amendment, and he just couldn't do it. Just couldn't get done. He couldn't do it. He didn't do it when he had the entirety of Congress, which was squandering. He didn't, when he did try to do it, he couldn't do it when the Democrats held the Senate. And the biggest thing about Clinton is the Supreme Court for me. But everything I see them doing just makes the inner city worse and worse and worse. And I often wonder why the anti-gunners who, you know, I would imagine that some of them are genuinely anti-violence, right? Why aren't they going to where the violence is instead of trying to pass laws in, say, Colorado?
Right. Right. And in fact, in Colorado in the last 3 years since we've had these more restrictive gun control laws, our crime has gotten worse in some areas, violent crime with firearms, for example. And if you take the national gun crime and you take out cities like Los Angeles, Detroit, Chicago, Washington, D.C., you take out just some of those big centers, all of a sudden our crime in this country just tanks because it's so concentrated in these areas with the most strict gun control. And I agree with you. I think that there are some people at the top, the elite gun control crowd, that is okay with more violence and more destruction and more death in these inner cities because they think that we, when we go to the ballot box, are going to say, this is terrible, something must be done, and that we'll turn to them to do something. And I think people are smarter than that. As our world gets scarier, San Bernardino and Orlando, scary things that happen seemingly at random, people are really waking up to this. Normal people are waking up to this.
Well, I don't know if you've written an article. But, I mean, do you honestly believe in all of your time as a political observer and an analyst that Clinton is going to win?
I'm very concerned about that. The polls are showing her pulling ahead in states she shouldn't be even close in. Very concerned about what that means for the Second Amendment, for the Heller decision. Our next Supreme Court choice will affect guns and more.
But
I'm very concerned about that.
With your analytical mind, when you look at that, and you see how many millions of votes above Romney's last total versus half the voter turnout the last time Clinton ran for president in these areas, do you think maybe the polls might be being doctored a little bit?
I would like to think that they're being doctored, but gosh, it's by such huge margins right now.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so
sure.
I maintain my skepticism, let's say it that way. But, you know, tomorrow's polls could make me feel differently.
I still think that he's going to beat her like a baby seal. And we'll just see how that works out. I think she's, you know, she's committed espionage. She's clearly got something going on in her head as in like some sort of brain problem. Mm-hmm. And then we get a President Kane out of that, which is nearly as bad. But in the remaining time we have, first of all, I'd like to let you know that you have an open invitation anytime when we're not concentrating on one subject, because I think you and your emotionless approach, I sort of dig it. at lauracarno.com, you can find a book there, Government Ruins Nearly Everything. You can buy it there, $18. You ought to take a look at that. I've been saying this for years, lauracarno.com. Go check out her web. This is a lock and load website here. This is for the kind of people that listen to me. This is the kind of website to go to. I think, do you think that we'll see more of the FASTER program in states as time goes on?
Yeah, I think so. And that's exactly the reason that I went out to Ohio. Our kids in Colorado deserve that level of protection. And so I want to bring FASTER to Colorado and the legislation that will remove government from the decision, state government, and allow local school boards to make that decision. So I think you're going to see more of this.
I think what we ought to do is put together a faster all-star team consisting of Morse, Adeen, me, you, Maloney, and Tim Knight, if you know him. So
sure, yeah, I know Tim very well.
Let's work on that, and we'll go there, and we'll show those teachers how to. We'll be like the, you know, we'll be like a wrecking crew going through that place.
Nice, yeah. Anytime you want me back, I have an opinion on everything, Bill.
Outstanding. I love that. LauraCarno.com. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, ma'am.
All right. Thanks so much.
Coming up next, Rob Moore, Self-Defense Gun Stories. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.